The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
When Christ returns to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and governor over all the earth, that is, all nations, to rule them with a rod of iron, meaning authority. And his throne and headquarters will be in Jerusalem on this earth. Satan will have been cast into the bottomless pit and a seal set on him so he can't go out and deceive the nations for 1,000 years. Notice what God has to say here about this incident in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 1. Revelation 20, verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nation no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful if the nations weren't deceived today? Do you know what that would mean to you and me and everyone else on the face of the earth? Think about how it was in the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve before Satan came around and deceived Eve into obeying him instead of God. We don't know how long God had been teaching and working with them before God allowed Satan to get to them, but we do know it was a sufficient amount of time. Because what God does, he does it right. And there isn't even a hint of anything going wrong, no sin, no problems for Adam and Eve, till they sin by obeying Satan to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and by disobeying God's command not to do so. Now you would think this world and you and I could see and understand just from this one account that sin, the breaking of God's law, has caused all the world's problems. Notice what it says in 1 John 3 and 4. It tells us what sin is. It says this, sin is the transgression of the law. Now that's speaking of God's law. And you know, when you sin, you don't sin against anyone except God, because you're breaking God's law when you sin. And there are penalties for breaking God's law, and we're suffering those penalties today, my friends, and I think we all realize that. At least I hope we do, and I hope we realize it enough to begin to change our conduct. This world started off turning their back on God. That's what happened with Adam and Eve. God sent prophets and preachers of righteousness one after the other to turn man back, but they didn't listen. Is this world listening today? Are you? I've been writing and preaching a warning and repentance message and the coming of Christ to this earth to establish his kingdom on the earth, not in heaven. The saints shall inherit the earth and rule and reign with Christ on the earth. And Satan being bound for 1,000 years, the world will turn to God and listen to what God has to say about the way to live that will produce joy, peace, contentment, prosperity, security, good marriages, obedient, respectful kids, good health, good weather, in short, the way that's right in the sight of God, the way of give. And if this world would have lived that way from the Garden of Eden, then we wouldn't have had all the troubles and problems we have had and are having today. And yet we can't figure out why we are having so many problems, and they continue to intensify and will until this world, including you and I, repent of breaking God's law. God's law of love, that is, love toward God and love toward man. Now, if we could understand that it's our way, the way of get, which is Satan's way, that he has deceived this world into thinking it is the right way, that his way of glitter and glamour, the way that satisfies for the moment, is what gives you happiness and success, then just maybe we would be willing to change our conduct. And we ought to think about that. Do you see any problems in this world? Do you see any problems in your marriage, your home, your neighborhood, or your nation? The school shootings is a terrible, terrible problem. And it seems all that we know to do is tighten security. We can't figure out what is causing these evils in the world or nation or in the family. Now, you wouldn't think that we could be that stupid, would you? There is cause and effect. If our president would make a nationwide speech and say, our troubles have come upon us and are overtaking us because we have turned our back on God, and then would call for a day of fasting, of prayer, of repentance, and ask the nation to begin living by God's law, how do you think that we would respond to such a speech? How would you? That would pretty well tell you how the nation as a whole would. I fear that our nation is so far from God that we would think our president had gone mad. Because don't we think we're all right as an individual? And it's individuals that make a nation. It's individuals that make a world. Notice what God says that has and is causing our problems back in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning in verse 15. God tells us what is causing our problems. If we would only listen and heed and change, then our problems would begin to diminish. Notice in Deuteronomy 28, beginning in verse 15, God was speaking to ancient Israel, and it is a prophecy for our day today because we, the United States and the British peoples, we are the modern nations of Israel. This was our ancestors here that God was speaking to. Verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and statutes. Now notice, God says, obey them carefully. Carefully obey his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now I don't think that we could deny that we are living under curses today in the world and in the United States. Verse 16, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Well, are there any problems in our cities? Are there any problems in our country, in the rural areas of America? Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. In other words, bad food. Sometimes you're afraid to eat this or that nowadays. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Notice that. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. Do we have any problem with our kids today? Verse 19, cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. In other words, whatever we set our hands to do just doesn't seem to turn out right anymore. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do. Is there any confusion in our nation today? Is there any confusion in your family today, my friends? We need to ask ourselves these questions, and we need to ask ourselves, why are things the way they are? And we need to ask, why aren't things the way they ought to be? And we need to pay attention to what God has to say. It says, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly. Now, ancient Israel, they were destroyed and they perished quickly. Beginning in 732 through 718 B.C., they went into captivity. And God says it's going to happen to modern Israel unless we change, unless we repent and listen to God and rend our heart to our God. Because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Yes, God says these curses have come upon us because we have forsaken God and because of the wickedness of our doings, because of sin. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with a sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. Do we have any problems in our land today, sickness and disease that are incurable? Do we have any drought and too much rain in our land today in America? And your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. Yes, speaking of drought. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Speaking of drought. Verse 25. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Now, do we see any of that going on today? Have we been defeated in the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, any time at all, by our enemies? Think about that. I don't think I have to point all that out to you. Verse 26, your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. My friends, it's going to become that bad unless we turn to our God. The Lord will strike you with boils of Egypt, with tumors, with a scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. Do you know of any diseases in America today that are incurable? You don't have to think too hard about that one, do you? The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. Well, do we see any of that? And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. God is giving us warning, what would and what is coming upon us. And we need to perk up our ears and listen to this and change our conduct. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. Yes, speaking of divorce. You shall plant a vineyard, but you shall not eat the grapes. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you to do. God makes it very plain why we are living under curses, because we have turned our back on our Maker. Verse 46, and they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Yes, God says that our sins, the breaking of God's law, has caused all our problems. And it all began in the Garden of Eden. And yet we can't understand what is causing our problems, because we don't want to admit that God's law exists, for we don't want to obey and change our way. It's simple, isn't it? If you would like more understanding in what's causing our problems, then we invite you to request our articles, free articles here, Nations in Decline and What Does God Require? And all you need to do is just call us toll free at 1-800-611-8080 and request Nations in Decline and What Does God Require? That's 1-800-611-8080.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.